It's time for Friday Follies, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells of the Bat-Free was originally released January 16th, 2017.
Attention. The Bells in the Bat-Free episode you are about to hear contains the usual nonsense, wackiness, puns, and other things that, well, some people seem to like. However, at the end of this episode, there is going to be a shocking revelation. A revelation so frightening, you need to be prepared. We will give you one more warning before this revelation is made, so you will have the option of turning off your device. You have been warned. This has been an audio disclaimer. You can't sue us now. Huh.
Hello, everybody. I'm John Bell, and welcome to Bells in the Battery. I have an interesting show today. I have in studio with me now a man who has an extraordinary power. I've never met this individual, so we're going to get to know him together. Let us welcome Mr. Harold Rubberbutt Jones.
Hello. I would like to start by saying that I am not the individual that you just named.
You are not Harold Rubberbutt Jones.
That is correct. I am Farouk Farakwar.
Uh-huh.
I am a psychic.
And why are you here instead of Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones is going to be a bit delayed, and I thought I'd come in and fill in the time until his arrival.
How do you know he's going to be delayed?
Perhaps you missed the part where I said I was a psychic.
You mean a sidekick like Tonto or Robin or Gabby Hayes or...
No, not sidekick. Psychic.
Oh, a psychic. Someone who can see what's going to happen in the future.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because you're a psychic.
No, because it's the definition.
Right, okay, well, what kind of difficulty has Mr. Jones encountered?
Nothing serious. It's just a bit delay. In fact...
Why are you moving to that chair in the corner?
Hello. Sorry I'm late. I was delayed slightly. I am Mr. Jones.
So you are Harold Rubberbutt Jones.
Yes, I am. Who's that fellow in the corner?
Oh, that's a local psychic.
Oh, like Tonto?
Let's just begin our interview. Mr.
Excuse me. I just wanted to say that when Mr. Jones has to leave early, I'll be here to fill time for the rest of your show.
Mr. Jones, are you leaving early?
No, I'm here for the duration.
Yes, of course.
That fellow's kind of creepy.
Yes, I got that vibe as well. So, Mr. Harold Rubberbutt Jones.
Yes, that's me.
You have an amazing ability, apparently, and I have to assume it has something to do with bouncing around on your bottom.
I beg your pardon?
Stopping on a dime?
What are you suggesting?
Erasing pencil marks?
Well, I never...
I'm sorry, but with a nickname like Rubberbutt, I have to assume
Mr.
that...
Mr. Bell, I'll have you know that Rubberbutt is my middle name.
It's not a nickname.
No.
How did you get a middle name like...
From my loving parents, Forsyth Pencilneck Jones and Ethel... Don't look at me like that, Jones.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't mean to offend.
Well, you did.
So, what amazing power do you possess?
I can squeeze my head into a 2-liter plastic bottle.
Get out of here.
I thought you wanted me to stay.
Let me get this straight. A 2-liter plastic bottle like they sell soft drinks in?
Exactly.
That would be Mr. Crunchpod.
What would be Mr.? Hello?
Mr. Bell, I've made an important discovery.
Arnie, I'm doing my show right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Bell. I didn't know. After all, I'm not psychic.
That's another point for me.
Look, Arnie, I can't talk to you right now unless it's very, very important.
It's very, very, very important.
All right, Arnie, what is it?
Well, Mr. Bell, as you know, the previous owner of this building we are now occupying was some sort of mad genius or something that did a lot of odd experiments.
Nice recap, Arnie.
And I discovered that we have a sub-basement.
A sub-basement? What's a sub-basement?
It's another basement that's under the basement we already knew about.
Ah, okay, I see.
And it has a sub.
A sub?
Yes.
What do you mean, a sub? A sandwich?
No, a sub. A submarine.
There's a submarine in our sub-basement.
That's it.
Where exactly?
In the water. Where do you think a sub would be?
There's water in our basement?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
How much?
Enough to float a submarine in, for one thing.
Okay, so we're not talking about a water leak here.
No, we're talking about a sub pen where you can park the sub and then drive it out into the ocean.
Okay. Look, Arnie, I'm going to finish the show and then we'll talk about this, okay?
You'll want him to tell you the best part first.
But you haven't heard the best part, Mr. Bell.
Okay, what's the best part?
There's something mounted on the submarine's deck.
What is it, Arnie?
It appears to be a death ray.
A death ray?
It doesn't seem to be currently functional, Mr. Bell, but I bet I can get it working with just a little bit of tinkling on it.
I don't think that's a good...
As soon as it's working, I'll call you back, Mr. Bell.
No, don't...
Bye-bye.
Well, that doesn't sound like it's going to end well.
It won't.
Excuse me, but is there a reason that I'm here?
Who are you?
I'm your guest.
Oh, Blubberbutt.
Rubberbutt, and that's my middle name.
I'm terribly sorry. Where were we?
I was about to put my head into a two-liter bottle.
Right. Well, I don't think we have an empty two-liter bottle here.
I've got one right here.
How come you have a two-liter...
Psychic.
Right.
There you go.
Thank you, strange, creepy person. And now watch carefully as I shove my head into this tiny opening in this two-liter bottle.
Look, what you're trying to do is impossible.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No, it's not. Oh, I may be ill.
I told you I could do it. My goodness, it's rather close in here. I seem to have forgotten to punch holes near my nose so I can breathe.
Oh, my gosh. I got to find a knife or something. Mr. Psychic, do you have a knife?
No, I don't have a knife.
Aha! Uh-huh. You didn't see this happening.
No, I just thought this would be more entertaining.
Get me out of here, please. This is getting hard to breathe.
Maybe we should call 911.
I called 911 the moment before I came into the studio.
Oh, and here they come now. In here.
What's the problem?
This man's head is stuck in a two-liter bottle.
Well, of course it is.
Can you extricate his head from this bottle?
Certainly. This is a job for the Jaws of Life. Bring it in, boys.
Here it comes, the Jaws of Life. Ripping metal and dangerous rife. Much stronger than Barney Fife. Make way for the Jaws of Life.
I'm free.
That was one heck of a plastic bottle.
We better get this guy to a hospital.
A hospital?
They need to check out his head.
I don't see any serious injury to his head.
I'm not talking about the outside of his head.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now, Mr.
Jones. Just call him Rubber Butt.
That's my middle name!
Of course it is. Now here, we bought you this nice jacket to wear. Isn't it lovely?
The sleeves are too long.
No, they're not. Let's go.
Wait a minute. This was my big chance. Yeah. My opportunity. Sure, wait, sure, let yeah. go. Wait.
So, Mr. Bell, what questions have you got for a psychic?
Meanwhile, at that moment, in the sub-basement, 60 feet below the studio.
Okay, let's see how this thing works here. Okay, capacitors, transistors, cathode ray resistors, Maxine Laverne and sisters.
Hello there.
What the?
What are you doing?
Oh, you're one of those genetically altered cockroaches we met a few episodes ago.
That is me.
Oh, are you okay?
Sorry, I have developed a little cold.
Well, you certainly have. Here, would you like a hanky?
No, don't take it off.
Sorry.
For you, it's hanky. For me, it's death shroud.
You don't seem to be like all the other cockroaches down here.
But I do have a cold.
No, you sound different.
Because I have a cold.
And you're not black or brown like usual cockroaches. You're red.
Because of cold.
I don't think you're an American cockroach.
No, I am American cockroach. My mother was white, my father was blue. Together, we are very patriotic.
No, no, nope, nope. You're Russian.
No, I am in no hurry. American humor.
No, you are a Russian cockroach.
All right, I am Russian, but I am not spy nor troublemaker.
Then what are you doing here?
I am scientist like you. I want to help.
Really?
Of course, if you're a gullible, say, oh boy.
Oh boy, that'll come in real handy because there's some areas in this thing I can't get to, and you can get inside and fix them for me.
Oh, this is being... This is being very good idea.
Have you taken anything for that cough?
No, nobody has made offer. More American humor.
Well, anyway, this is a death ray.
Easy now.
And I'm trying to get it working here to see if it'll function.
Ooh, you are spraying more talking than I am coughing.
So if you could just crawl inside, Mr. What is your name, by the way?
I am Putin.
Yeah, I noticed that. You're Putin all over the place. I didn't want to mention your bad hygiene,
no,
but...
No. My name is Putin. That's his first name.
Oh, hi, Putin. My name is Arnie. What's your last name? How do you spell that?
No. Last name is Underreach.
Underreach.
Ah, you pick up very quickly.
So if I need help here, all I have to do is...
Call Putin Underreach.
So, if I'm blue and I don't know how to go about getting in places I don't fit...
Call Putin Underreach.
Different types of electronic gizmos too tight for me to stick my mitt.
Call Putin Underreach.
You can do the tiny spaces walking... While I try hard to think like Stephen Hawking.
Now you're talking!
So let's fix this nasty weapon and see what trouble we can step in while it's on the fritz.
We're putting on the reach!
Okay, Putin, get inside this thing. Let's see if we can fix it.
Da-da, get inside. We do this!
And not too much time later...
Comrade Arnie, you still out there?
I'm still here, Putin.
You just said my name, right? You did not describe what you were...
That's correct.
Oh, good. I did not want to interrupt something important. Anyway, I think I find the problem.
Ooh, you found out why the death ray isn't working?
A simple disconnected wire.
Oh, is that all? Excellent.
Should I connect the wire now?
No. Whatever you do, do not connect the wire now because the master switch is on. If you connect the wire, the death ray will activate and it'll affect everybody within a 100-foot radius.
Oh, boy. Do not want that. Uh-oh.
Did you say uh-oh? I thought I heard uh-oh. Did you say uh-oh? Why did you say uh-oh?
Well, why I was coughing, my phlegm that came from throat accidentally fell between contact and loose wire.
Has that completed the circuit?
He's appearing... appearing so...
That means it's activated. It's going to fire and I can't stop it. Oh, what have you done?
Me? You can't blame this on me.
Oh, yes, I can. This is clearly a case of Russian hacking.
Raskolnikov!
And at that moment, upstairs in the studio, well within a 100-foot radius...
So I came to your show today, Mr. Bell, because I had a vision of something that's going to make you and me a lot of money.
Really?
But I also had a premonition that the moment I tell you what that secret is, something will happen to me that will cause me to never say it again.
So let me get this straight. You have this big secret about how you and I can make a lot of money.
Oh, yes, I do.
But according to your premonition, you can only say this one time and never again?
Yes. Something will happen to me that I won't be able to say it or even remember it again.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how to interpret that premonition. I don't know what's going to happen to me that I can't say it again.
Well, I suppose you'd better just tell me what this secret is right now before anything happens.
And I shall. Mr. Bell, the secret is all we have.
Is this the end of John Bell and Bells in the Battery? And what of that special announcement we told you about at the beginning of the episode? We now answer that second question.
Hi, this is John Bell, Bells in the Battery. Sorry I can't answer the phone. I'm either doing my show or something else that's more important than you. Leave a message at the tone.
Hi, Mr. Bell. This is Brad Motworth. Just want to let you know why I hadn't come in today. Well, it's because I've gotten really busy lately. I'm going to law school. You mind if I practice my legalese on you? This is episode 160 of Bells in the Bat Free, copyright 2017 by John Bell Creative, LLC. Take as directed, void where prohibited. Plus tax, title, and fees. Your results may vary.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.